I've lived in the South my whole life. The only year I didn't live in the South is 1 year that I spent in Boston. And in fact, having grown up in Georgia, lived in the Carolinas and in Florida, Charlotte is actually the furthest north I've ever lived, except for that 1 year up in Massachusetts. So I am born, raised, steeped, love, hate, admire, am furious at, all the emotions you can think of about the South. You know, this is a place of great beauty, of great agony, of great comforts and great contradictions. But I do think there's a place where maybe some of us who grew up here, born and raised here, can sort of talk some of this stuff out. And that was the idea I had on this podcast, was just to have a series of conversations with notable Southerners of all types to talk about the particulars of their lives, whatever they were and wherever they went. But at some point to sort of pull all these conversations back to what their thoughts and their emotions about living and being raised in the South, you know, how they have dealt with those things. Because everybody sees it a little differently and everybody has a different story. And so I want to approach those stories from all kinds of different angles. And whether it's, you know, athletes like Michael Jordan or musicians like Dolly Parton or activists like John Lewis or all these other people that I have on this list or people that I'm going to talk to or have already talked to, that's what I want the conversations to all come around to, is how do we process this place that we live in and have chosen to live in? Some people went away and came back. Some have been born and raised here and never left. I want to explore why we're here and how we process what the South is like back then and now and how we deal with it. And so that's what I hope in these conversations accumulate into, is sort of a library of thoughts and feelings about how we're thinking about the South now and in the future.